The claim has been filed by Jesse West, a 32-year-old man who worked for Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken of Wausau. West says after 2 years, he was working part-time, making near minimum wage.
$7.45 an hour. I've always had to borrow money from people. I couldn't pay my bills on time. I've always had to resort to government help.
West says he's being evicted, had to sell his car, and can't afford presents for his 8-year-old daughter. On May 15th, he was the only one at Lee's to participate in the national fast food workers' strike.
A strike notice was given to the manager, and he came back, and he threatened me. It's like, if you leave, you're pretty much not going to have a job here, you know? And those are exact words.
West says he was told to turn in his keys. Jennifer Epps Addison, executive director of the organizing group Wisconsin Jobs Now, says he was the only striker in the state to be fired.
The only one in Wisconsin. Out of all of the workers who went on strike on May 15th, Jesse is the only one who's been terminated. So his employer is the only one who has chosen not to follow federal labor law in this case.
Since being fired, West says he's gotten a new full-time job at more than $10 an hour. But he says he also wants to go back to work at Lee's to supplement his income.
I would love my job back. I love that job. I love being around those people. The owner was great. She was a great woman, and she helped me out, and I've always wanted to do anything I can for her.
The owner of Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, Cynthia Eklund, refused to comment for this story on the advice of her attorney. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.